Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in trouble getting it.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, 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 here it is. Thanksgiving night. Hope you're all doing well. I hope you're all fat, dumb, and happy. Now, those of us that spent the day, oh my God, eating the most wonderful food. Jim grilled the whole turkey, and it came out a little too smoked for me. But if you like smoked, you know, turkey or any kind of anything, smoked anything, then you would like it. Now we'll do it. So happy Thanksgiving to all who celebrated, and to those of you who did not, well, we're sorry you missed one heck of a great feast today, but I'm sure you have many of your own. So I am Deborah Lee, and I'm here to give you readings today, this evening, depending on where you are in the world. I'm going to be using an ordinary deck of playing cards, as most of you already know, but in case you happen to be joining us for the first time, I'd like you to be aware. We're not reading tarot cards. We're not reading oracle cards. And we're not doing any of the other systems that are out there, which are fantastic. So just want to let you know that. Also, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of our calls. See, I got to do something about this. Wrong way. Here we go. Down. Okay. And for each of our callers. So I want you to know it's just my personal choice. I could read three or I could read four, etc. But I prefer to read the full 24 layout that I use in my actual readings, you know, my sessions with others. So okay, so that's my bit for the start here. I'm going to send you on down now to Jimbo.
All right, welcome everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, would like to remind you folks out there that if you are international, calling in or Facebook in with us, let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs like we shall to nobody. Nobody. There's nobody international here yet, but they'll come, I'm sure. It's just a regular day for them. This isn't anything special.
Well, we build it. They will come.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah.
It's just another day. Do, do, do.
Oh, did you take a picture of the food? She's saying she saw the picture.
Oh, yeah, I did take a picture and posted Facebook of the turkey on the rotisserie.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
We also had a brown sugar spiral ham. That was really pretty terrific, too. So
terrific.
Yeah. I was raised by women who, when they were putting on, a gathering, there would always be two entrees. Because then that kind of took care of everybody. You know what I mean? Okay, go ahead, Jim.
515-602-9676. That's a number to call in and get your reading. When you call in, will you hear a message that says you can hear this, listen to the show while you wait. True statement. If you hear nothing ever, silence, that is a problem. Something went wrong, hang up, call back. There's always either a show or music or something going on. There's always something going on. Facebookers, if we get some gaps in the calls, we'll turn to you. Just can't make that call right now. We'll let you know. We'll make it very clear. We'll give you instructions on what to do when that happens, if that happens. And either way, when you hear that sound of the harps, it means a couple things. First thing it means is your free reading is coming to an end, so please just let it kind of conclude on its own real quick. Don't try to drag it out. It's the time has come. Other folks are waiting. We must get to them. It's only fair. But before you depart, we'll give you a single card reading. And tonight it's not a physical deck. We're going to go to the virtual deck, the personal prophecy method. We'll pull a card from you on the way out before we move on to the next person. So when you hear the harp, let the reading end, but don't go, because I have a card to give you. And it's on the psychiclovedoctor.com's website. You can get yourself your own card anytime you feel like it.
And
many
people,
times as you desire.
Yeah, people swear by it. So, excuse me, you can put it on your phone as a app. No, as a bookmark if you have an iPhone. We still haven't gotten anybody that can fulfill the upgrade.
But it's not a big deal. Just go to the website and it's right there.
Yeah.
Free reading, click it, and then it tells you what to do from there.
I'll admit I use it too. Yeah.
Yes, all right, sir. Well, today is Thanksgiving here in the United States,
yeah.
So we know what day it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at you. Made it for 15 minutes.
I did not. I think that was a mishap. Well, while you're doing that, I'll talk to them and say, how about that Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
You didn't watch it, did you?
Saw it in the news, the inappropriateness of what went on there. Come on, people. There were children at this thing. You know, they don't play into politics.
Yeah. It's on a different part of the planet.
And if you're wondering, what the heck happened?
I just Googled it.
There were people that wore light-colored clothes and were splashed with fake blood, and it was a pro-Palestinian. They were sitting in. It was a sit-in. And I thought, come on. Snoopy's coming.
They're idiots.
You know?
People that block traffic should get run over by the traffic. Then they would never block traffic again.
It sickened me so much.
Like people that are like, I'm not cutting the street out. I'm going to chain myself to it. It's like, oh, but you just made a bad mistake. Because now, you know, this chainsaw goes right through human flesh pretty easily, too. So you better unlock yourself pretty goddamn quick. Or you and that tree are both coming down. Such bullshit.
Yeah, and it just was so wrong.
There's our international shout-out. Twilly.
Hello.
She's in Lebanon. Yes, there's our first international shout-out. So, are you ready? Anything else you need to toss out there? Well, the tossing is good because now is the time. Once we get rolling, we roll. They will come. I mean, we just saw our first international person. That's just they're all coming now. Ready?
I guess we have to be ready.
Okay, wait. Yeah. 229 is in Georgia. 229, welcome to the show. You're caller number one.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you all. Happy New Year. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Melvin.
Yes, Melvin.
Yes,
welcome.
Melvin. You got us covered for the rest
of
the year.
Basically, you caught all the holidays covered. That's awesome. Same to you.
Yeah. I just have a love question. I think I'd have met a nice young lady.
There you
go.
Her name
good.
Is Tiara.
What's her name?
Yeah. Tiara.
Tiara.
Oh, Tiara. Okay.
Yeah. Tiara. We kind of hit it off pretty good. So I just want to know, basically, what you all see in that.
All right, that's good. The old love reading, the standard classic.
Yes,
it
is.
That was the staple of once you got your name. Anything you want to give background on it? Anything? How you met? Where you met? Anything like that?
Was it a meet cute? Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, actually, she started as my caregiver.
Mm. Okay.
And she came over yesterday, and we just hit it off.
Well, that's how it goes.
Well, wunderbar. All right. And so she is your caregiver?
Say again?
So she is still your caregiver?
Give me my glasses.
Yes, she wanted to continue to be my caregiver.
Okay, well,
and I asked her to, and she said, yes, you'll do it. And she's a really good caregiver. I really like her as she comes to my place and she, clean it up and run average for me. She's just a good person. I don't know. I'll let you guys figure that out for
us. All right. We're taking a look. Now, how will that be for you, Melvin, dating your caregiver? Will that make for strange bedfellows or? Oh. I'm kind of teasing you a little bit.
But she's just wondering if it's your caregiver, does that become a problem if you get romantic? Or is that no big deal?
It's no big deal, because I told her, you know, that's
right.
Between me and her or not.
That's cool. All right, well.
Okay, yeah. Well, what I see for you is that, yes, she enjoys you very much. There's the benefit of having this brand new relationship with you, and also the benefit of being paid. I mean, not like that. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that way. She is still nursing a bit of a broken heart over somebody else.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that? You know?
No, I can tell. She kind of told me, you know, how her ex, you know, treated her. She going to get married, and she gave him the ring back. So, yeah, you're hitting it right on the head. He did tell me. She just opened up to me. She just opened up to me, and I was like, wow.
Well, you've come along at a very, I'm going to use the word, Jim, serendipitous moment in her life, as she has for you. And this often happens when two people get brought together, you know, for very important reasons. So, yeah. And I think that you're good for her and she's good for you. So your cards look very positive about this. Just give her a little time to still get over this broken engagement. All right. He really did her. He did her dirty. He was not a good man. Yeah. He needed to get the boot. Okay. So I think she did the right thing. And Jim is now going to give you...
I have your single card reading, and it is the Two of Hearts.
Oh, my gosh, Melvin. Hold on to your socks. This is, the best card in the deck.
This precious dream, which you have intensely cherished and spent the greatest part of your life striving for, will soon be achieved. The future is perceived to be an open door offering an abundance of personal reward, professional opportunity, and beautiful blessings of love and happiness for you to embrace and enjoy.
Yes. That
card is okay.
Yep, that's the Two of Hearts in the ordinary deck. And if you want to keep yourself focused on that, gee, if it was me, I would take Two of Hearts out of a deck of playing cards and maybe tape it on like your bathroom mirror or somewhere else that you might see it a lot. So just remind yourself that very, very good things are on their way to you.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, hey, it's good to hear
thank
from you.
Thank you.
A long time. Yep. You have a good one.
Yes,
well,
sir. Thank you very much.
And happy Thanksgiving. What a nice Thanksgiving gift.
Nothing of the best of luck to you, my friend. Yes, welcome. Welcome back after a while.
Yes.
It's been a while. Been a wee bit of a time since we heard from Melvin.
To those of you on Facebook who are now saying happy Thanksgiving to us who don't even live in this country, we appreciate that. We really do.
Who did that? That doesn't live here. Oh, Olay did. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, let's keep the ball rolling. Rolling. Keep rolling.
He had a lot of my spicy stuffing today.
Limp biscuit.
So he's feeling his spiciness.
Yeah, I guess that's what you say.
Yeah.
434, our own Commonwealth of Virginia. Welcome, 434. You are the next caller.
Hello there.
Hey,
Lil.
Yes, me.
Well,
how
are
you back? What's cooking?
Hi, honey.
Hi. I had a good Thanksgiving, but you know how I was telling you about my anxiety?
Yes.
I was, someone called, like, they have a number, they have CIT trained officers for people who have anxiety, and you can call the non-emergency number, and someone called them for me, and the officer who came, I don't think that he was CIT trained because he was basically nasty and very abrupt and disruptive.
Yeah, not right.
But then when when he came to another guy that was actually trespassing at the post office, he was like more than nice. He was like, "Hi, how you doing?" and all that stuff. And he was not
yeah.
like get your stuff and go. He was not like that. He was not get your stuff and go. Get up.
Let me ask you: was he trying to just snap you out of it? Because some people think that's what we need when we're having an anxiety episode.
Or no, he just said leave these people alone. Get your stuff and go. Get out of here.
I think he should be reported.
Yeah,
what do
I
you
would think
he is.
I'm getting ready to do it, but I was wondering if you see him being reported, you see us remembering to do it, or you see something coming up to where it will remind us to do it.
Well, I mean, no time like the present, because if you don't do it soon, you're going to forget. The human
and
being forgets stuff.
Sooner the better.
So he's basically saying go ahead.
Because basically he wasn't like that with the guy that was trespassing, but all of a sudden when I needed help, they didn't call for trespassing. He was like, leave these people alone. See, the thing is, he was on YouTube when he was at the post office getting the guy that was trespassing. But he wasn't on...
He's performing, yeah. Okay.
He wasn't on YouTube. He wasn't on YouTube when he came to get me.
All right. Well, that was wrong. He could have caused you to instantly spiral right into a panic attack, and that is so inappropriate. He needed to treat you properly. You know, these people got to realize anxiety is a real thing, and it comes in different forms. There's the one that is like dis-ease, being uncomfortable, feeling overstressed and all of that. And the other one is I just lost the word. Eustress. Thanksgiving, Christmas, having a baby, getting married. Good stress is stress. Yeah.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
And so I'm seeing in the cards that, yes, it's your duty to turn this man in, and he's going to get, I'm trying to think what the politically correct expression is.
Reprimanded?
No, he's going to be
reassigned.
Retrained. There's a female here that's going to be interceding with this complaint, and she's going to re-educate him on how the hell you go out and treat people like this.
Yeah, because I was told the only reason he wasn't liked at the post office is because he was on YouTube. He was on the internet.
Exactly. He was performing. He was on stage. But it wasn't right. So please don't hesitate. You're going to get action sooner you call. You wait a week, it's kind of lost its energy.
Well, people think it must not have been that big of a deal if you didn't call right away. That's what people think.
Yeah.
Actually, I would think that, too. If you waited a week to call, it must not have really been that big of a deal.
And we got to hold these people to a high standard. We really do. And I think it's your duty as a citizen, as it would be mine or Jim's, you know, to make sure that we do. So good for you, hon. You do that. You do that.
Yeah.
We're all going to be patting you on the back for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And I'm glad, though, that you've been able to, you know, if we can, I call it making myself well. When I'm having an anxiety attack, I can usually talk myself down out of it now. But when I was more like your age, it was hard to know exactly how to make myself well, if you get what I'm saying. So,
right.
Yeah. All right. Well, real quick, here's your single card reading. It is the Ace of Spades, and the Ace is pointed up. That's significance.
Yeah.
This situation is swiftly approaching a natural, decisive conclusion in your life. The matter is essentially out of your hands. Bear in mind, with the death of one set of circumstances comes the birth of another. Embrace this new beginning, and in doing so, you will ultimately achieve the peace and happiness you so urgently seek.
And you know, he may lose his job, or like Jim said, get reassigned.
Get reassigned or something, yep. All right, well, good luck to you.
And thank you, honey.
You know where to find us. Call us again and again. Thank you.
Rachel, I'm glad you showed up, and welcome from Australia.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
I dreamed about you last night. Okay, and it's not a salacious. No, but it was different. You invited me to, I believe it was in Australia. All right, I feel like I was a tourist or a guest there. But what they were is, they were hot tub spanking parties. All right? You and me were in a hot tub with some guy, and he was hot. He was hot. And what happens is, the two of the people in the hot tub give the third one a nice, good, red-hot spanking. And then we each took turns doing that. And I got to tell you, I liked it. You spanked me harder than he did. And we were wearing swimsuits. This wasn't, you know, I don't know if it was like a healing center or what, but any of you that have ever been spanked, it starts out stinging. It hurts. But after a little while, you start to acclimate to it or whatever you want to call it. And yeah. It was very much a good tension reliever. Whap. So, Rachel, thank you for inviting me. I had a good time. And if you ever tell me you've had the same dream, that's going to be wickedly weird. Okay? Okay. Okay, I wanted to share one thing before we continue. There is something on TikTok that I wish they would take away. I didn't want to try it with, can I spell her name without it turning on? A-L-E-X-I-S. Did you get that? Where a guy asked her, what is going to be the date of the start of World War III? And in her voice, she said, March 1st, 2024. And she was going into detail. Now, somebody can imitate her voice. Terrific.
Well, they do it all the time.
But that should not be out there. It's going to really scare people.
They do it all the time.
It had stuff to do with China and Russia. And it seemed like A-L-E-X-I-S. That's how you spell it, isn't it? Yeah. That's that she had a handle on it from somewhere. So just wanted to mention that. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you very much. I made Jim change his shirt.
He always does. I hate life.
Taking him shirt shopping
life
tomorrow.
Sucks. Yeah, I only have 450,000 in my closet.
Please explain to him that if the woman you're with looks kind of smartly put together, it'll make you look like crap if you don't do a little something to spiff up.
Please explain to her that the guy might not give two flying shits.
That's mean. And that is a reflection on you.
Or it's a reflection on you. Maybe you shouldn't overdress all the time.
Oh,
dress for the occasion.
It's a holiday.
It wasn't a holiday yesterday.
What did I wear yesterday?
Or any other day. You always wear something spoofy.
I believe that it's always better to overdress than underdress. If you go to some kind of event, imagine if you go in a sweatsuit because you didn't find out what the dress code is, and everybody is at least there in business casual, if not even better. You can't explain that away. But if you show up and let's say you're wearing a cocktail dress and everybody else there is pretty cash, you can say, oh, gee, I'm just popping in. I have this other function to get to, in about an hour.
It can be just as awkward to be overdressed. Don't say it isn't.
You show up in a tuxedo, people are going to think you're looking pretty
sharp.
People
are going to think there's something wrong with you if you show up in a tuxedo and it's just a freaking poker game or something like that, or it's just a casual watching football. Oh, look at you in your tuxedo. That's cool.
No, when my late husband would be mad at me and we were going somewhere, yes, he would put on the scroungiest clothes he had. And I'd say, are you really going out like that? Yes. Yes, I am. And I'd be like, oh, great. But it was his way, you know, to. They only see your collar.
Oh, I have
so
to
they don't care.
Well, I guess in the middle of the show, but I have to sit down when I first start it, and then I have to get up when I shut it off, too, so.
Yes, we were. Rachel, actually, our bodies were perfect.
You said you were in onesies.
Yeah, that's what I told you. I forgot. But it was a very high-cut one piece and low, low cut. So, yeah, and he had, I'm not going to say a Speedo because I don't like those things. Come on, if you gotta put it out there like that, there's something wrong with you. You know, something wrong. It's like when I see a guy in a really flashy sports car, I always say to whoever I'm with, my God, that man's got a small penis.
Which doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, Catherine, board shorts like that. Yeah, and maybe a little bit of the happy trail showing. Not all the way. Yes, that guy, I believe that guy was very aroused. He looked very European. He did. So anyways, and you'll never guess the name he told me. He said his name was Michael Meyer. Who is that? Isn't that some horror flick guy?
Well, there's also the actor, right?
And I don't know.
The
Mike
guy
Meyer.
Does Wayne,
oh.
Mike, yeah, does Wayne's World.
Mm. But he said his name was Michael Meyer.
And I think the guy on Halloween is Michael Myers.
Oh, is he?
I believe so, but not that matters. That's Halloween. That's the Halloween series.
So how is your toilet this evening, Suzanne? You know that's going to be a standing joke with us. Yeah, I see. I do. So who are we going to first?
Well, there's no first. This is our third caller. So we're taking the third caller that was waiting at the third location, which is 520. Oh, Lisa.
Guys, you're
hello,
so funny.
Love.
What's
you
happening?
You give me the laugh. Give me the big laugh. I swear.
Oh, well, thank you. That makes us laugh.
What are we, clowns?
Yeah.
Are we here to amuse you?
No. Your banter back and forth. That's so funny.
Well, we're very happy to be here.
I'm so happy to talk to you.
Yes, we're happy. Everybody's doing well.
Isn't everybody frickin' just happier than frickin' happy can be?
They're like pigs in shit.
Isn't that? Everybody's just got grinning from ear to ear like a bunch of big frickin' bunch
that
of clowns. That's crazy.
So how was the party, or haven't you gone?
You know, it was really nice. It was really nice. It was just a daytime thing, and oh my gosh, the food was just unbelievable. It was potluck, and everybody, like the person that was holding, you know, at her house, she said everybody just brings their best dish, and they do. Oh my heavens, it was just out of this world.
What did you bring again?
You brought the.
What'd you bring again?
The hummus.
Oh, the hummus. Yeah, the homemade hummus.
It had vegetable, fresh veggies. Fireworks. Like,
don't give them to be happy.
You know, a variety of vegetables, and it had cheeses. We put cheeses on there, and then we put everything else. Different kinds of breads and dried buns on there, and I mean, you name it, we had it on there. Olive.
Nice.
Nice.
It was yummy, yummy.
Was
oh,
there,
he's out there crying.
Yeah, there's nothing that he can't.
Yeah.
He has
we
to cry.
Had, we had good people were there, good conversation. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself.
Hey, Lisa, I'm sorry if we seem distracted. I heard it just now, a great big, I don't know if it was a shotgun blast
fireworks.
Or
I
what.
Saw the...
I never saw anything.
I did. It's fireworks. I saw.
Okay. So
you should have heard
they heard that on Facebook.
You should have heard the sound of it.
Yeah, okay.
It was fireworks. I
so
watched it.
You're saying all in all it was very nice. Was there anything there you didn't like?
I sat at a table with two guys, and one had a woman with him. And they were the other guy was single, and it was just You know, we had lots of great conversation. So it was fun.
Well, good. And everything went nicely, right?
Everything went really well. Yeah. And I didn't pay attention to, you know, anyone else, the person in question. I didn't pay attention. You know, it's far removed from that person. But I had a good time, made, you know, I think a couple new friends. So I think it went really well.
Well, I'm glad. And see, you were on the lookout for any bumps in the road, and they didn't happen.
Your coaching is always helpful, and so I was prepared not to take anything personally, just to move on.
Well, I'm glad. That's good.
Yeah.
So what would you like me to look at in the cards for you?
Well, how about, excuse me, like if you were to do a reading on or ask the cards about tonight and the next few days. Like tonight.
Okay.
What's happening tonight?
Yeah, what are you doing tonight?
I'm just more of the same, you know, domestic stuff with my grandson, and I'm doing more baking and relaxing, and nothing dark quality in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to go get him.
Okay, well, then the show is going to come to an end because that shit's coming down.
It will not come down.
Yeah, he's
going
to come over here and get in the cords.
Well, what? I can't just, he's scared.
What if we were out at a movie?
What about it?
He would just have to suck it up, Buttercup.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
You know, I would, if he was on fire, I would put the fire out. So I'm just saying. Man, he can hear us. He knows we're in here. It is what it is. All right. What do we got going here? Cards are going down. So it's a short-term look, right?
Yeah. And it's
tonight and the next couple days.
Sure. And it looks very nice.
Because it's kind of it's a holiday weekend in theory.
Yeah.
The whole weekend starting today.
Tomorrow is Black Friday. Time to get out there and go lose your mind.
Yeah. You know, they say... The retail folks are not expecting a big turnout.
Why?
Because they've been taking surveys out there. People are like, we're not going to spend as much this holiday just because of the way things are. So they expect spending to be down.
Some people count. Okay, this many for Bob, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then I got to have 5 over here for Karen. And, I mean, they even everything out that way.
Sure, but I'm just saying, I guess they have done surveys. They've asked people in advance, and people said, we're going to spend less for this Christmas, they said. But it's a survey, so it could be full of shit when it's all said and done.
It probably is. Yeah. You should have a few, like, hostess gifts. I don't know what you'd call them.
I don't.
Unexpected gifts in a closet or somewhere that if somebody shows up at the door... You can say, wait a minute, I have something for you, too.
It had nothing to do with what I just said.
Why? It does.
No, it doesn't. I think they're not saying that they're cutting back on, like, cutting people out of their lives. I think they're going to spend less on each gift for these people.
Well, things are pretty well priced right now.
Well, that's why. Yeah. And people are just cutting back because, some gas actually has come down, relatively speaking. But all the other food and everything else is going up in cost. And our wages don't come up fast enough to match it. So that's why.
Yeah, true.
True that.
True enough.
Truth. See, she's getting better.
Yeah.
She's a big boy.
So, everything looks pretty good. I want you to remind you again, your neighbor's going to show himself as being very charming, very caring and attentive. But realistically, the child gets on his nerves. Okay, so, and if you are going to, the three of you keep doing, or are going to do everything together, if you notice him getting a little edgy, it's not the 4th of July.
Yeah, somebody's retarded. So somebody just probably found some shit in the closet and said, let's do this.
There's a bunch of college people up the street. Yeehaw, rednecks.
Where?
Further down.
Well, that's
yeah. And by the boys in that house next door is a bunch of.
They own a construction company. That's not a bunch of college kids.
No, but they like to party down.
Oh, sure, they like to party. It could be them.
It could easily be them.
It's that direction.
Maybe this is Mexico's Independence Day. Who knows?
It's
all right. Anyways,
they probably got a bunch of people over.
If he gets edgy, it's just that it's too much with the kid. Okay, and I'm saying that very honestly. We all love kids. We love being around.
Not everybody
them.
Does, though.
No, that's true.
But I mean, even if you do love them, doesn't mean you want to see them 24/7. Sometimes.
True. And you guys, you don't have a babysitter, so it's kind of like you got no choice.
Well, yeah, she didn't. She has them for a holiday.
Well,
convention.
Well,
she's talking about a babysitter.
Comes first, but so
right.
You see that the neighbor is getting edgy around my grandson?
A little bit.
Well, he could, right?
Well, your grandson is high maintenance. You've told us about it, and I've seen it in the cards. Your neighbor was raised a lot like a lot of us, I can tell, where children should be seen and not heard. Okay? That old saying?
Oh.
And so he feels, and remember, from the culture he comes from, they have no problem saying, hey, get away, go play, we're busy here, you know, to kids. So just try and smooth it out for him. Just remind him if he's a little bit crabby, say, just remember, you know, he goes home in a few days, something like that.
Well, no, I'll just say, just remember, get yourself fucked up and get the fuck out of here because the grandson is first. He's not first. I haven't seen any behavior from
that. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
That would not be allowed. That would not be allowed. Uh-uh.
But you don't expect him to openly say it. Right. You don't expect him to openly say anything. You just see if he might. I'm talking.
Okay.
You don't expect him to openly say something. You just say maybe he might look a little protrude sometimes, and that might be it.
Yeah, and if he speaks a little short to the kid, we've got to stop that dog.
Nope.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for the distraction, people.
No, it's all right.
My dog, too. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Then you go do it. And everybody stand by for the show to end abruptly at any moment.
The
big dog, and he'll try to get down by the feet where the cords are.
Well, remember, he's not a father. You know, I have a father-in-law who couldn't stand being in a restaurant with kids, even though he did have kids. You know, that was.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't actually.
Okay, fine. I'll draw you a picture later.
Because maybe you're not accurate.
I spent most of the evening at Thanksgiving dinner with a single man there, and we were at a table with another couple, and we were having, you know, lots of conversation. It was very lively. And my neighbor was way off in the corner, but... So you don't see any problems there?
No, I don't.
You didn't see any problems, did you?
I didn't see any problems at all.
You just saw that he might look a little annoyed at once or a little bit, and that could be why, right?
Well, I think so, too.
No, I'm reiterating what I'm re-summarizing what you said.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't have the cards. I'm just saying what you're saying is if he looks kind of like a little bit off, maybe a little... offish, that could be why, right?
Yes.
I'm not saying that he's going to be like mean and angry and ogre-y or anything.
And I'm just trying to give you some insight here that, for one thing, if your grandson tends to interrupt, maybe tell him, hon, we are having a conversation. Wait till we're finished. You know, sometimes grandmas and mothers let their child interrupt all the time, and, you know, it's a good thing to learn.
You're right.
You're right.
But the policy in my house with my grandson is me and my grandson first, and then whoever else is whoever else, you know.
Well,
but
I think it's a very understanding partner for that who maybe would want to go on a fishing trip when kids are afoot, you know, and I think that that would be allowed. If it's going to be like, say, you and your grandson first, then it should be you and your grandson during the visit. And he could go and, you know, if you two were together as like a married couple, I don't know what the others would think, but I think that he could go off and do his own thing.
Yeah.
If you wanted to. That's a lot of ifs.
Well,
a bunch of ifs there.
Yeah.
But you see nothing, anything, you know, you see no bumps and hurdles coming, basically, right?
No.
Yeah. That's the big picture.
Yeah, it's looking very nice and stable.
It's just something you may notice is all she's saying. Just something you may notice. He seems kind of offish, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a little, like, pouty or maybe just annoyed or something. That could be it, right?
Well, yeah, and he probably wants some undivided attention.
You might be like, I came to see you, and it's cool. I know you have your grandkid here, but once in a while, I wouldn't mind getting a little bit of your attention. It could be that, and that's very common in couples.
I think so.
With the kids involved, you know.
Yeah.
That's very common, and they get over it.
And children grow up.
And they work through it.
Yeah.
They work through it.
So I would just be a little sensitive to his feelings.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess, hey. Sorry, but you know, it's not like I have this child with me 24/7. And when I have him, I'm going to focus on him.
That's
what it's going to be. That's just the way it is, there, cowboy. Yep, so that's the way it is, there, buckaroo. And if you don't like it, you can go to another rodeo, there, buddy. Right.
Exactly.
Yep. You can go disappear for a while, and come back later. You know. Yeah.
So everything looks.
Which is
pretty,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, no, but the touchy-feely ass-grabbing is going to come to a bit of a halt.
Well, that's normal with a kid
and
around.
And that
anyway.
Will make him cranky, too.
Well, life's full of cranky people.
And if you have been taking things further, well, he's going to want more sugar, you know.
Pour some sugar on me.
That's right.
In the name of love.
As Metallica taught us.
That would be Def Leppard, actually.
Oh, God. I'm always getting those two wrong.
One lump or two. How do you take your shit? Lump or two. Do you have evening plans or are you just winding down?
What are you
down,
doing
chilling?
Tonight?
Oh, no, this is going to be lovely because I've been working like a dog.
So you're just going to relax?
Yeah, I'm going to make, you know what I'm going to make?
What are you going to make?
It's going to be for tomorrow, but I'm going to make it tonight. I'm going to put it in the oven. And have it tomorrow. You know, there's a cornbread. I have an Instagram account, and there's a cornbread recipe that you put broccoli and cheese and bacon and cream corn and like Mexican cornbread. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. So Mexican to me, just about anything goes.
Mexican cornbread?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would try it. You know, some people love their cornbread to death, and it's okay to me, but it's kind of plain.
You gotta kind of sparkle it up.
Some people don't.
Yeah.
They just like it just the way it is.
Plain
cornbread, they just love that with like honey, with a honey butter on it, some kind of
yeah.
honey butter. You know, a lot of people
yeah.
love that.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a southern thing, right? Isn't it sort of? I've never had cornbread up north ever in my life.
No, they don't do it up there.
I never had it. I've never even heard of that shit when I was in
the I don't world. Know what kind of bread. They serve banana bread. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, lots of other. International shout out to Laura in Canada. No, I never even, I don't think I even heard of cornbread growing up as a child in Minnesota.
No. No, but you heard of things like lefse?
No.
Well,
I didn't. Remember, I didn't.
Norwegian. All the Norwegian
there's no Norwegian in my family lineage at all.
Oh, they ate some.
International shout out to Laura Canada if
icky
I didn't do
food.
It.
Yeah. Funny, isn't it, what you grow up on?
I never heard of barbecue.
Up in
never
Minnesota?
Heard of barbecue.
No barbecue? You mean like?
You know, like what they call barbecue, like pork barbecue. They didn't have, that was not a thing up there. They would say, I barbecued some pork. They wouldn't give it a name. I went down to Florida and everybody's like, oh, we got some barbecue. I said, you got some barbecue up. What are you barbecuing? No, barbecue. It's a thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's a thing? It's a freaking device that you cook shit on. That's a barbecue. I didn't grasp the concept when I was down there. That's the first time I saw it. Like, that makes no sense to me. You named
but
a food after a cooking device.
Full pork.
I know what it is. Yeah, full pork that's cooked depending on what region you live in a certain way.
Yeah.
Slow cooked forever. you know, and then either it's the barbecue-y vinegar and there's St. Louis, there's different styles. But I didn't make sense. It's like, why would you name it's like naming something after, I don't know, like a stove. Hey, I'm cooking stove today. You want some stove? I got a barbecue. I mean, why don't I call this dish stove?
Oh, my God. You must
drink. Hey, I got a crock pot. Hey, who would like a big bowl of crock pot? You know, like, well, barbecue. Like, what do you mean barbecue? Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me.
Oh, you're funny.
Well, I mean, now it's probably a thing up there, but it wasn't a thing back then. There was no internet. So you didn't learn about regions. You didn't go on the internet and learn all these different foods. You didn't know that. You didn't travel. You didn't know shit about other
No, and you ate things like deer stew.
Yeah, but you know that's some guy used to bring that to work sometime, a hunter guy. And that was actually pretty good because they take time to prepare it properly, too. A lot of times they'll brine the venison, roast, they'll brine it and treat it a little bit. That kind of takes the gamey stuff out that people don't like.
Speaking of gamey, yes, lots of game birds. I've gone to a lot of Thanksgivings up there that was a game feed. And it would be like woodcock and what are some other birds. And some of them would still, have the shot in them where you
Yeah, that's somebody just doesn't want to
spitting
take
out.
That's
the
somebody
pellets.
That's not taking the time to prepare it properly and get the birds.
Jim
out.
Ate Bambi. Yep, he probably killed her too.
I was not a hunter. I was a fisher. I like guns, but I'd rather just shoot shit. I didn't,
like bottles and cans.
Yeah, stuff. You know, maybe pesky animals. And, fuck, I hate you, crow. You rat, die rat, stuff like that. But yeah, no. I didn't shoot things to eat it when I got the grocery store.
If your boyfriend way up north, you know, if he really likes you, he brings you things like, what's that? Well, there's squirrels. And what's the little one?
Why would anybody eat a chipmunk?
No, they kill them for sport, and they bring you the tail.
Never heard of that.
Means, honey, I love you.
Really?
Here's the ass off that squirrel I blew away today.
I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But didn't you notice in the movie I, Tanya, about Tanya Harding? Well, her dad would take her out shooting guns.
Yeah.
And she blew up a rabbit, and he made her a coat out of rabbit stuff.
He made her a coat.
He did, a little jacket out of rabbit, real rabbit fur. He
must have killed about 100 rabbits then.
Well, he was teaching her how to hunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let's get back to Gerby.
Let's get back to Miss Lisa. So basically she has nothing of concern to be worried about. That's a good thing.
Don't you read her card?
I didn't play the harp yet there, Miss Tootsie Pop Pop. All right. I guess Deb's telling me. It is time. I have your single card. Let me see. Where is it? I pulled it. All right. It is a 9 of spades, Deb.
Oh.
Anguish, suffering, remorse. Only those who walk the walk where major loss occur never know the true depth to these feelings. A period of grieving connected to the matter in question will eventually pass if you allow yourself the opportunity to acknowledge your sorrow and express it openly in order for healing to take place. It's been often said, that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. So what do you think, Deb? You're the card expert. This is your wheelhouse. The 9 of spades came up. Now, it doesn't have to do anything with the exact reading we talked about.
No, it does not.
It could be something going on in her life. She doesn't have to share.
Yeah.
She's not opening their book and sharing this. It could be something going on in her life. Anguish and suffering remorse, it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody just died the other day.
It doesn't.
It could mean some part of your life, maybe the chapter's closing that is causing you some anguish or something. It could mean a lot of different things, right?
Yeah, or it could be him being cranky and maybe you overreact to it about your grandson. Now, if she was a little girl, that might make difference too. Not in a pedophile
kind of way. They behave differently.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. They do it at a certain age.
And Lisa would probably have her dressed to the nines. You know, I didn't have any girls, so I would have done, I dressed my second son in a dress.
Yeah, but he was a baby.
He was a baby.
He was an infant. You couldn't even, he wouldn't even never
shopping.
Have known it.
I bought the dress before I had him.
The only person going to piss off is Dad. Dad's going to get pissed off if he found out.
Because Dad never knew.
Yeah, Dad's going to get pissed at you if you dress your little child, I don't care if it's 2 months old, and put a little girly thing on it. You'd be like, no. So, all right, Lisa.
Okay.
We planned to be here Friday and Saturday. That's our plan. We have no reason not to stay to that plan unless a meteor strikes the house. The good news is for us is apparently the fireworks show is over. They must have had just a couple in the closet that they broke out. A
couple of yahoos up the street.
And the dog survived. You know, he was thought the world was coming to an end, but he's probably laying right outside that door. But at least he's not yipping and yapping. So, all right, well, you have a good evening. And what is your plans for the weekend?
Just
family stuff.
Okay.
Just family stuff, really.
Family visiting, doing stuff.
When your son, your grandson's there, do you eat at a, like the three of you at a table? You go out?
Oh, yeah. No, we don't.
Well,
I don't like going out.
You should slip off your shoe.
I don't like going out.
However you do
at
it.
At home in their house.
Slip off your shoe and run your toes up his leg.
Deb, you've got to write a book, a manual on these things. I love it.
Watch his face when you get to the thigh area. Yeah. Watch that. Anyway, honey, I always throw those out there for you because... Yeah, I know you like it. In this cancel culture, I would take so much heat by offending people with a book about how to keep your man or your woman aroused and, you know, wanting to play with you that I don't know that I could handle it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, hey. Have a nice time. Call in so you can check in.
We shall be here.
Yes, so we can see how you're doing.
Oh, you have yourself a wonderful night.
And you too. Take care.
Oh, we will. And happy Thanksgiving, honey. Take care. Yeah. What dog? I know, I'm looking at the dog that passed.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, you know, they are, I believe they're together.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course they are.
Well, folks, I think we have to roll out of here early. Well, not early, but a little early. Yes, it's on 8 o'clock now here.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that you were cutting it short.
Remember, we don't rush readings. We take our time. And following Lisa's story has been important for us. Suzanne, you asked, how is she doing? I think she's doing great. I really do. Nothing's up. It's just, yeah. So I do. I think that she and he and a little bit with children causing some stress, it happens. It does, you know. I personally had a principle for myself. I really didn't like dating fathers because they would spoil the heck out of their kids during visitation, and it made those kids unbearable. And God forbid I was to say something like, no, honey, don't stand on that table. You're going to break something because... then I become the bad guy. So if there's too much, what would you call it, like domestic politics going on?
That can be.
Yeah.
It can be. Not all the people are like that, though. You just don't know what you're going to get into.
No, you know, and when Daryl first came along, the husband, he would hug those boys so much that they would come to me and they'd say, Mom, we think that he's gay. Said he's not gay. He just really loves you or wants to love you. You know, he was getting to know them, but that's kids, I guess. So to all.
Let's blog talk first.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a pecking order of our.
Oh, that's right. We need a new song. There was a Deborah out there song somebody suggested.
Yeah. I think we heard it one time, I don't think you're going to want it.
It's like from the 70s.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job.
Well, bring back Dire Straits. We want Dire Straits.
Okay, but it really wasn't a goodbye song. We used it, the music.
It's just the music.
It was, yeah, it was that music part is all.
Yeah.
That's all we did. I don't think I have it anymore, but you know. You know.
Hello, everybody. Well, we will be looking
for you tomorrow.
Rebel Card Friday.
You don't want to miss that.
It is definitely.
Oh, yeah. We will see you soon.